Yeah, I think we probably had hard work done in the first half. You know, we had that cushion of a lead, you know, and we knew Termin were going to come out in the second half and throw everything at it, you know. So we were kind of holding on towards the last 5 minutes. We were lucky to get the victory in the end.
A dream start, a goal after 3 minutes. Michael Coughlin took it well.
Yeah, it was something we kind of worked on. Him, we played it all year, and he kind of came from the wing and cut inside, like, you know, and he kind of ghosted in, and, you know, it was a great start for us, you know, and really got us up and running.
Yeah, you were very much the best team in the first 20 minutes. Then they came into it. It was 1-5 to 4 points, but you finished the first half really strongly. You kicked 3 points, and that gave you a 1-8 to 4 point lead at half time, and that was a big advantage.
Yeah, we needed you know, that cushion at half time, because there was a fair breeze in it there in the second half, you know, and a lot of work done there. And we knew with 10 minutes to go that, you know, the legs were going to be tiring a lot of boys there, because some of the older boys, Stephen and them, and maybe Barry Griffin and Stuart, the older boys, were maybe feeling a wee bit there. But, you know, some of the younger lads there, I think, stood up very well. Kyle Campbell there, Thomas White, you know, and Michael Coughlin, them boys, really, you know, it's kind of a baptism fire for them younger boys playing championship football, like, and we're really pleased at how they came out of it.
Yeah, because there was questions asked of you in that second half. Termin kicked the first 4 points after the restart. They had the breeze at their back, and they put you under a bit of pressure.
They did, you know, we gave away a few frees there, and we kind of spoke at half time not to give away frees, because we knew Darren McDade was going to kick everything, like, he's probably one of the best free takers in the county. So we talked about that, but at the end of the day, when the pressure's on, boys just, you know, they give away this hand in or something, getting silly free, and he punishes, and, you know, we were just hanging on towards the end there.
Yeah, but you managed to grind out the result. A big catch from Gavin Mulready under his crossbar right at the death too.
Yeah, we're lucky now. I think we've got blown for a free out there, you know. But Gavin's been excellent for us all year. You know, one of the top keepers in the county, and his kickouts and you know, shot stopping has been absolutely brilliant. You know,
and this was a really big victory for you, because both teams would have come in here targeting 2 points, that would have looked at this game as one that they could win.
It is, like, when the draw was made at the third of the year, we knew, you know, Termin probably looked at it the same way we looked at it. It was a 50-50 game, you know, and we knew ourselves we needed to win the game, you know, because we're going to Glenfinn next weekend, and when you're at home, you know, you have to take them chances, you know, and the home advantage was probably a big thing in the end.
And Glenfinn were defeated yesterday by Neve Connell, but they put in a decent performance. You were up there last year, you lost up there, so it'll be a tough tie for you.
Well, I know the Rand Lindy is close there yesterday, you know, and we played them there a few weeks ago in the league, and, you know, they gave us a bit of a tanking towards the end. They ran away with it in the second half, like, and we know what we're facing next weekend. We're going to be up against it, you know, and it's probably a team that we haven't beaten in a while, is Glenfinn. So we're looking forward to it, you know. We've a fully fit squad, and, you know, we'll be underdogs surely, but we'll give it one good rattle anyway.